Welcome to the Beer House Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And just us two today, and we got some interesting beers lined up today.
Interesting. I hope that's a good word for tonight's endeavors.
Interesting because I thought, you know, we kind of go with the regular beers that we usually do, and this is pretty much like the standard types of beers that we do, but with a little twist.
Perfect. Sounds very interesting.
It hopefully will be.
Let's see what these follow up with now.
Wow. We're going to start with the brewery. All three of these breweries actually we featured before.
Oh, individual breweries this time.
Yeah, they're individuals. Okay. I think it's been a while since we've featured most of them anyway. So. Okay. The first one is...
Good time to do it.
Yeah, why not, right? This is, should take advantage. This one is from Refined Fool. These guys are in Sarnia, Ontario, Canada. We did something from Sarnia.
Yeah, we did
a bunch of IPAs from them before.
Okay.
So. And lo and behold, it's an IPA. This one is called How to Pretend You're a Normal Human Family.
Okay. This is this is already starting to look and sound great.
Yeah, it's pretty neat label.
The label's amazing.
Yeah, it's got like two people on the back of a T-Rex, and then there's like a Stegosaurus and two other people on the Stegosaurus, and they're just kind of hanging out.
Literally hanging out.
It's pretty neat. And you got the blue sky with the sun. The bottom says Refined Fool Brewing Company. It says IPA. It's 5.8% alcohol.
That's great.
And yeah, it's just a it's a neat little label. It doesn't go all the way around, but I like it. I think it's kind of cool.
I would probably pick it up and at least read it. Initially, I would look at it and say, hey, IPA, let me try one.
Yeah. I pick it up just basically.
Because of the T-Rex, Dan.
You pick it up. I would pick it up because of the
like,
name.
No, not even the name, Dan. I would have looked at it and you would have seen like a T-Rex. You'd be like, what the hell is a T-Rex? And people sitting on it. Like just random. And then walked in and been like, how to pretend you are a normal human family? What?
Maybe that's how they get to work.
This is it's a daily commute kind of thing. They're just kind of meeting at the intersection there.
Yeah, or it could be like the an Uber.
Or an Uber. They just picked them up. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, prehistoric like Uber.
Uber X, Uber XL, Uber Dinosaur.
Uber Dinosaur. Your one-stop shop.
Yeah, pretty exactly.
What size do you need? Here we go.
Do you want the large or the small? So as you can see, T-Rex is large and the Stegosaurus is small.
Design-wise, I would give this probably around the... Just because of the T-Rex and it's funny as hell. 7.8.
I was going to give it an 8.5.
Okay.
I liked it. It's good. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
7.8. Would you say 0.8 what?
7.8.
Oh, that was just it. 8 straight. Okay. That's
left it at that.
I thought you were adding
another
number to that.
I was about
to
add one, but I was like, no, 7.8 is a good number.
That's what I thought.
If it was a little bit brighter on the can, yes, I would have gone a little bit higher. And if it was 360 around, but it's not.
This guy's... Oh, it's right to the top. Yeah, 360, but
they
I mean,
made sure it was full.
Same, yeah, they did. Same time, though, I think it's kind of neat that the way what it's called and the way it looks. So, I mean, for the label, what it is, it's cool. Ooh, it's a really, yeah, very clear beer. It's
super filtered.
Yeah, very filtered. Very filtered. Soup, whatever. It's
coming up
clear.
With my own names.
Yeah, seriously.
It's clear. You can see through it almost.
It's a clear yellow. It's very similar pretty to that much. Of a lager. What's it smell like?
Fresh. Fresh, light.
It smells light and fresh.
Light and fresh. I mean, almost like a cloud. I don't know.
It's got, you can smell a little bit of citrus notes in there. It does smell pretty bright.
Yeah. It's nice.
And I'd say, yeah, maybe a little bit floral as well.
It has really a nice smell to it.
Yeah,
I'm really
a
happy
shot.
With that because usually most of the IPs that we drink don't smell this nice.
Not really. It's pretty bitter.
It is very bitter, even for me. That's good.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like it's 5.8. You wouldn't guess. Like you get like the way it smells. You get a little bit of that florally, whoa, citrusy taste at the beginning, and then boom, the bitterness hits, and it just stays on your tongue.
So, guys, the point of this beer is to let you know if you're a consumer of beer or not of IPAs, because if you're not, you ain't
you won't
drinking
like this now.
If you period. You ain't gonna try this again.
If you don't like bitter beers, this is pretty bitter for a beer.
This is a straight up really good beer, bitter wise. I'm really happy. I was not expecting that kind of a beer with a filtered.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the filter, I mean, still
that bitter.
This reminds me of like when I first got into like IPAs, and every IPA I had was like this bitter, and I would try it and be like, and I loved it because it was like, oh, you know, it was different, whatever. Now it's almost nostalgic for me because I'm trying. I'm like, it brings me back because. Get so used to the bitterness sometimes you don't notice it, right?
But with the second sip you don't even feel it.
No, you get used to it. Your palate gets you
instantly.
Gets used to it.
So, I mean, go for it.
Pretty tasty, though.
If you guys are down for IPAs and you're down for a little bit of bitterness, grab it if you can.
Yeah, I say do it.
Do it tonight.
Or tomorrow.
Or tomorrow or next week. Anyway.
If you want. But
quality-wise.
This is a good beer.
Good beer. I would give this an 8.5.
Yeah, I was going to agree with you.
8.5.
Definitely. Yeah,
this is a good beer.
Now, these guys, they have, I think, a couple locations in the Sarnia area of Ontario, Canada. Unfortunately, they're not outside of Sarnia, so you can order online, I believe. I don't know if they deliver, across the, if it's just local delivery.
So let me ask you, Danny, how did you get your hands on this beer, then, if they don't deliver here?
Magic.
Magic. Okay, you just waved your wand and it showed up. Fantastic.
Yep.
I like it already.
Had nothing to do with me going down there and picking it up in person.
Great.
Not at all.
Great beer. If I'm ever in the Sarnia area, I will probably stop by just for a beer and then jump over to the border and then away I go.
Yeah, hang out in Detroit.
Yeah, there for a little bit and then come back.
Yeah. Well, try not to get shot, then come back, yeah.
No, take some beer with me and then, you know, someone can't get shy with good beer in your hands.
That's true, it's true.
Right. And I mean, come back, grab more beer, and then go home.
Yeah, you just might have to buy extra because if they try to shoot you, you have to split a beer with them.
Oh, I'm just going to give them like the pack or something. Just
you're just going to
give
them guys, go.
Here you go.
Oh, okay. I'd be nice, guys. I'd be kind of selfish. Like, no, I'll give you some beer, but I have to have some too.
Yeah. You have to have some too. Did you bring cups? No, you got to buy those cups.
Always got cups in the trunk.
Always keep them
in the trunk.
As long as you got the cups, because I know they're going to ask for that.
Yeah, you need the cups for sure. Okay, great beer.
Yes, hands down.
We're going to move on to a snack.
What do we got tonight, Danny? Hopefully it's something from not Asia.
Got a little bit of grape out of that beer, too.
Grapes?
Yeah. Okay. No, it's not from Asia. This one in particular is from the UK. It's
the
good old Walkers, because you can't go wrong with Walkers.
Walkers, guys.
These are called Baked Wotsits. Wotsits. Sweet and spicy, flaming hot flavor.
Interesting.
They kind of look like Cheetos, just like puffy Cheetos.
Kind of, yeah. Very similar in a very small package as well.
Yeah, very, very small.
That's nice.
It's a multi-pack, so you get a little big bag and a bunch of them come together.
That's perfect.
These are like the Halloween bags, basically, is what it looks like.
But they look smaller than what we would have here, as an example.
Yep, yeah, definitely.
Size-wise.
16 grams, so it's not that big at all.
No, no.
But not too bad. I mean, the packaging, it's red background. Got a picture of the snacks, I guess, or the Cheetos, or whatever you want to call them.
I think the word's just a little too big.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to figure out, too, like to read.
It's kind of like, yeah, like out there.
It's cool.
It's cool once you look at it and understand what it is, but then I don't know if you're on it or off of it.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't have known, thank God there's a picture of what the snack looks like.
That's probably the best thing that they do. Put a picture of what the product is.
So there we go at the bottom. Flavored corn puffs. So yeah, they're going to be like basically Cheetos.
Hey.
It's in like super small letters, by the way, if you can see that. They're baked, so they might have a different flavor to them than regular fried wood. But I'm going to give the package 7.
Yeah, 7 exactly the number I was going to give it.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't that.
It's all right.
They just made it, I think, a little too red or orangey.
Yeah, I think so. Like, this gives you the idea of what it is, but it, you know, it'd be nice to know what you're buying, right?
Yeah, if the packaging was a little bit off the color of what the product was on the inside, I think it would stand out a lot more.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, let's see what these things are going to taste like, because truthfully, not sure.
UK products
have not been bad to us.
They look like Cheetos. They don't smell like it, though. Definitely smells spicy. Okay, Rob just inhaled the four at a time while I just
three.
Had one. Oh, three.
Three of them. I need to get the spice, if anything, but I don't know. On my palate, usually spice doesn't really come up on stuff like this, but
it's almost got like a vinegary taste to it.
It does at the end.
And you got a little bit of spice, not
you got
a lot.
The spice?
Yeah, a little. It's not like overwhelming, it's just in the background.
Well, it tastes like a Cheeto.
Totally does.
Very happy with that. It tastes light.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. I mean, it had a good taste to it.
It does the job. It's, I mean, they are spicy. They're just not overly spicy.
Spicy
enough for you to eat them and not die.
They're good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I'd say it's 7.5.
Yep, 7.6.
7.6. He's always got to one-up me.
That's it.
All the time.
7.6. I think that was hands down one of our good snacks right there.
Yeah, that was definitely a good snack.
That was nice.
Wait till you see the next one.
Uh-oh. I'm already there. With you, Danny.
the lineup is good. But we're going to go to a beer first. So we've got this other beer here. Well, let me just drink this one first. I completely forgot about it.
Oh, that's fine. It's fine. I know you're more worried about eating those Cheetos.
Yeah, I wanted more.
I know. Okay. Those Cheetos were really good. I mean, they're not Cheetos. They're called what?
Watsits?
Watsits.
Yep.
Not going
to. No.
All right. What do we got up here? Another right. IPA?
Another IPA from All My Friends Brewery based in Prince Edward County, Ontario.
Sweet, guys. We know about these dudes.
This one is a, I believe, a collaboration with Bellwoods Brewery out in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, wow.
Now, Bellwoods does a thing called Milk Shark, which is their lactose milkshake IPAs.
Yes.
We've had they them. Call them milkshake IPAs because there's lactose in them.
We've had them before on the podcast.
Exactly. So it's just a fruited beer with lactose, essentially, and they're usually really good.
Yes.
This one's called Oat Shark. So instead of... they
oats?
Yeah, it's basically... They used fruited oat cream to put into the IPA.
Holy shit, guys.
And it's pineapple flavor.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to tell you guys out there. If you guys, like... If you guys come to Toronto, like, I think we got some of the best damn beers in Ontario over here.
Got a lot of cool beers.
We got a lot of wicked Definitely. Beers, and these guys are popping out some wicked shit. Let's see, label-wise, spin it around, Danny.
All right, so you got on the back here, or the front,
a cracked it's a pineapple.
Yeah, cut in half, and it looks like, I guess, confetti or something coming out of it?
Yeah, it looks like confetti just popping out of it.
It's it's a very colorful label. It's basically, it's like a Almost yellow, everything. Pink, green, and blue gradient.
Yeah,
like each all the way color through. Blends into the other throughout. It says Oat Shark in big letters on the side, which is their trademark.
Yes.
And you can see that it's Bellwoods right there.
Collaboration. It's perfect. I love it. Eight.
Yeah, I'd say eight. I agree.
Hands down. Yeah. Depends on how it's positioned. Like, that side was an eight. This is an 8.5.
Yeah, I mean, you get the color in the background you want.
Twist a little bit more so you can get the Oat Shark and the pineapple almost. You can't. See, if the pineapple and the Oat Shark was kind of closer together.
Yeah, it would have been better.
It would have been bang on because that pineapple really pops.
Because it looks like the Oat Shark's like directly almost on the side of the can. And
is that a sticker on it? Sorry, I didn't
which?
Even notice. Yeah.
No, like, no.
It's not a sticker.
Sorry. Part of the label.
It's part of the label. I thought it was a damn sticker.
You were going to steal it, weren't you?
I just wanted to know what the hell it said.
I mean, if you want to steal it, I'm not going to judge you.
Does that sticker say something?
It says All My Friends.
That's it. Yeah. Smart. I'm trying to screw me up on my podcast or our podcast over here. Anyway, so general IPA is 5. What?
This one's 7%.
7%. So we are going to kick ass on this one.
Hazy and yellow, which gives you the color of pineapple.
Yes, Bellwoods and All My Friends. These guys are clever. All My Friends already did good by themselves. Then they hooked up with Bellwood, so shit.
Oh my God. And you, gonna this kick smells, ass,
guys.
This smells like a freshly cut pineapple.
This is going to be.
Like, that's all I smell is pineapple.
I don't
this
even
want to
talk. I just want to drink this thing because it's like a pina.
Cheers.
And you know how that tastes.
Oh, yeah.
This is not beer, guys.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Give this to somebody that hates beer and then ask them, how do you like it? They'll be like, oh, that juice was all right. They're not going to think it's beer, Dan. Unless it's still the... What? When they get all, like, tipsy and shit? Probably after, like, half a can, full can?
Yeah, maybe.
Seven?
Seven cans. Yeah, seven cans.
No, 7%, Dan. You said...
Yeah, 7%.
7%. One can. Person that doesn't really traditionally drink this type of beer.
Oh, yeah. They'll probably get wobbly after one, for
after
sure.
One, yes.
This or seven. Great. One or the other.
No, one.
But, yeah, this is really good. This is, like... Almost, you get a little bit of vanilla in there. See, I get like vanilla and I get the pineapple. I would drink this every day if I had the opportunity.
There's no repercussions from drinking it every day, of course. This is like a juice almost. Like, I would say 70-ish, 80%-ish there.
Yep.
Just because we know it's a beer. That's why we think it's a beer. But I mean, if you didn't know, and this was just in the glass that was painted around like frosted,
this might have been one IPA that Robin would like.
This is probably exactly that he would have said, oh my God, this is really fruit. This is nice. This is light. This is fresh. This is something I can drink on a summer day.
We're gonna have to try to get him some milkshake IPAs and just start feeding them to him. Get him into the IPAs. But yeah, this guy, I'm giving this a 9. This was really good.
Yeah, this is kick-ass. 9.25.
Look at that.
Like usual.
Yeah. course.
Of course.
Like usual. Bastards got gold. One up.
Next time I'll go before you on the next treat
we'll see
what we have.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
Okay. I don't know if you want to go before me on this one.
Oogie.
Only because the United States of America.
Uh-oh. It's going to be something
bad. A Twix bar and Twix. It's cookies and cream flavor.
Oh, shit. They make a cookies and cream flavor. Interesting. Twix. We're going to have to try this because this looks cool. The packaging looks cool, too.
Yeah, it looks, I guess, like where the caramel's supposed to be. It's cookies and cream. You got the
cookie,
which is the Oreo.
There's no gold. It's all blue, guys.
Yeah, the labels, it's all blue. It says Twix, blue. Cookies and cream. It's got the picture on it.
Yeah, it's nice.
This is the share size, but whatever. We'll just eat it together.
Share size. Holy shit. One stick is the whole thing?
No. It's four sticks.
Yeah, okay. I was just about to say, holy crap.
US
guys are killing it.
I would give this an 8.5. Like, you know exactly what it is. It's got the picture, shows you exactly what's inside.
It's a Twix brand.
It's
nice.
It's shiny.
It's shiny. It's in your face, and they're like doing it properly.
Yeah, it's a good
8.51.
Okay. All right. See? It's the one up me again, the best.
Well, you wanted to go first.
Yeah, it's true. I did. Well, not that I wanted. I just did.
Oh, you just did. So, unintentionally.
Yep, exactly.
That was the number in my head in the first place then, when I first saw it. You probably came up with your number afterwards. So, just because it looks like I just went up to you, doesn't mean I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a damn Twix bar.
Oh, I can smell the cookie. It just smells like it's going to be good.
Okay, Dan, let's crunch this.
Okay.
Getting it now. It's good.
Not bad.
Not bad. Different. Mm-hmm. Not amazing, but good. It's up there. It's ranked around, I would say, an 8.4.
Yeah, I give this an 8. 8.42?
2.
I give this an 8.
2 for sure.
But
8.42, yeah.
It's not
8.4, that's for sure. Enjoyable.
Nope. Yeah, definitely enjoyable. Not too bad at all.
Enjoyable.
I'd eat it again.
I don't know. I would.
I mean, if I compared to the original Twix, though?
Yes. A little bit more. It's more caramelly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is non-caramelly, so it's a little bit different on your palate when you're thinking Twix. But again, different is good. With the chocolate that they've put on top of this.
Yeah. You can taste everything. It tastes almost like an Oreo cookie dipped in chocolate.
Almost, yeah. It's
like
a little
close.
Thicker.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so much more.
Yeah, this cream isn't very soft at all. Like it's.
Yeah, it's dense.
But it's not bad.
It's good stuff, guys. Total wise, yes. Did we already give it a ring or stuff?
Yeah, we gave it 8.5, and you get, or 8, and you gave it 8.42.
Yeah, correct. All right, so kick-ass beer, kick-ass snack. And that kick-ass snack is probably going to be done in about 25 minutes. Anyway, it's not going to last very long.
No.
That was kick-ass.
Got to follow up with a kick-ass beer,
cheers.
Though. Cheers.
That was, even though that was a great IPA, we haven't even finished it.
I know, right? I want to savor it.
Wow.
Really good. Just fantastic.
Wow.
And actually paired well with the chocolate. Got a little bit more pineapple out there. Cool.
What do we got next up, bud?
This guy is from Reinhard Brewery. Now, Reinhard, we haven't featured in a long time.
But we know that they have great beer.
Yep, they definitely do. They are in the Junction, which is Toronto, Ontario, Canada. This guy is an Imperial Stout with cocoa nibs, coffee, and vanilla. Or cacao nibs. No, it says cocoa. Never mind.
Okay.
It's called Satanic Panic.
Satanic Panic.
They release this. Okay. I think they release this roughly annually. It's just an Imperial Stout, and they release a regular version, non-flavored, and then one with stuff added. So.
And this is the stuff added?
Yeah.
Sweet. And this is like a yearly kind of thing, you said?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
It is 9%.
In a small-ass can like that, guys. So remember, volume-wise, in a small-ass can, divided by 2, it's 4%, 4.5 on him, and 4.5 on me when we finish this.
Sure.
by volume.
And the labeling is really interesting. It goes all the way around. It's just all the symbols. So you got the almost, I guess, the pentagram.
It's like all upside the satanic down. Shit.
Yeah, all the satanic stuff, basically. Every kind of satanic label.
I don't even know what the hell all these satanic labels are, but I mean, I guess they're all satanic.
I guess. Well, I just see the pentagram. It's upside down. I know that's satanic, but yes. The other ones I'm assuming are, but I'm not sure. But
they're
really
all,
cool with the
all crazy.
With all the symbols on there.
They're not cool, Dan. They're satanic.
Yes, but it's you got to, you know, it goes with the label.
It goes with the label. Okay. So the rating has to go up now. So it went from a 4 to, like, you know, much higher.
Yeah, I'm going to give this a...
No. Damn. Yep, I was going to give it a 7.6.
No, I beat you. Finally, it's about time. Let's note the time.
Whatever, Danny. Note the time.
It is such and such day. It's such and such time at...
Such hour.
I'm just going to write this down in my actually, I'm going to put it on my blog.
Oh, I'm going to put it in my Palm Pilot right now.
Oh, your Palm Pilot? Okay, cool.
Entered.
Thank God.
Don't worry, it'll remind us later on.
It should.
Who's winning?
Okay, this is pouring like liquid black.
Liquid black? It's satanic. This is like ritual kind of beer. We got to do something, Danny. Do we got to say something? Did it say we have to do something or say something prior to...
I don't hear any voices telling
ingesting
me
this. Okay. No voices are good.
Well, actually, no, wait. There is one saying to drink the beer.
Oh,
okay.
Sweet. Wait.
Meh. It smells like coffee.
Yeah, sure. It's coffee.
Yeah, I'm getting coffee out of that.
I got the coffee, too. But I'm going to taste the coffee right now, hopefully.
Oh, very coffee.
Wow.
A lot
That's
of coffee
good
there.
Stuff. Holy cow. Fernando would love this.
Oh, yeah. He definitely would.
Whoa.
This is a strong coffee
this
beer.
This is really strong. Yeah, this is like, shit, you've been partying for like 14, 18, 20 hours, and you wake up the next day and you got to go to work, and you're like, shit, I only had like 3 hours of sleep. You get a black coffee and you start drinking that shit. This is what it tastes like almost. But
yeah,
a good black coffee. Like, this is good. But,
yeah, it's really, really good.
But you know it's kicking ass.
It's,
holy.
But that's all I'm not really getting the cocoa nibs. And maybe a little bit, but I'm not getting any vanilla at all. But, like, it's a lot of coffee in there.
This is strong black coffee. That's what it tastes like to me.
Yeah, it definitely does.
It tastes like strong black coffee that's been, like...
And you get the bitterness, which is almost like from the beer, but yes. It's almost like getting the bitterness from coffee, right?
Correct.
It's actually really tasty. I'm enjoying it.
Unexpected. And I mean, if you gave this to someone again, I don't know who would expect it to be a beer.
No, you definitely expect you definitely know it's a beer, but it's a
wow.
Yeah, like I mean, some coffee stouts are, you know, you get got a
close.
Little more different.
Their notes don't hit this high.
Yeah, it's like they put a shit
level.
Ton of coffee in here, yes. Or just it's coming through really well. Whatever they did. But I'm enjoying it. It's very tasty. If you like coffee, you definitely would like a stout like this.
Yeah, hit the bar on this one, guys. Hit the bar, and I'm very happy because this was something that I did not expect that was going to happen tonight.
No. This is going to be a 9 for me.
Wow. Yes, I'll give it a 9 as well, Danny. Very good beer.
Yeah.
Very, really, very good beer.
All three beers have been really good.
They were all good, but I mean, this one here, shit.
This one's like... Yeah,
satanic shit, you know, is always usually pretty good.
For me, it's like this and the Oat Shark. It's like, oh shit! Like, what do you do?
Shit. What do you do? We'll do both.
Yeah, exactly right.
Only
get,
makes
that's,
sense.
It's the only,
only
thing you
makes
can
sense.
Do. With those Watsits, just get those up there.
Oh yes, those cheese, those cheesies, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. So they
not
are.
Bad. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can pop that whole bag 4 minutes. Maybe
that whole yeah, man. There's like I think there was like pop, six pop. In a big bag or something.
Six
it's a,
pieces.
It's a multi-bag. I would eat the whole thing.
Six little pieces in that bag right there.
No. I mean six of those
oh.
little bags
oh, yeah,
in a
okay.
bigger bag, right?
I was just making sure.
And those are like 16 grams a bag, so
16
that's nothing.
Grams, then.
So it's just like a big bag of chips.
You know? Yeah. Okay. Sure. I was gonna say people smoke more than that. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, they do.
It's crazy. Anyway.
But nonetheless, all right. So this again, yeah, 9 out of 10, 9 for us. I want to thank you guys for listening again, as usual. Be sure to like and subscribe. You'll get, obviously, the most recent... you'll get notifications on the most recent episodes.
Yeah.
This being the most recent episode at the moment. But then next week will be another one. But nonetheless, if you like and subscribe, that'd be amazing. In the meantime, think about beer. Drink some beer. Just incorporate some kind of beer in your daily routine. I would really appreciate that. But in the meantime, I'll catch you on the next episode.
Have a good time drinking that good coffee, people, if you're not drinking this beer.
No, just drink the beer and the coffee. Just do it.
Have a great night.